Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. And the campaign of 2024 underway, both for the Republicans and the Democrats. And now the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who has long been identified with the success of his economy, comes to a part of California's economy that is in great distress, San Francisco, downtown. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The video made by the DeSantis campaign is brutally blunt about what you find in the streets: human waste, heroin addiction, bad acting, theft, boarded up storefronts, all that you've been reporting for several years now. But now it's part of the campaign. How do you measure the fact that San Francisco is going to be read into the campaign? Does this make sense to you, given what San Francisco needs? It's almost as if it's a Mad Max set, and the governor of Florida is walking through as if it was somebody's fault. Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. It's a smart move for a number of reasons. One is, it's quite possible the former mayor, Gavin Newsom, who is the current governor of California, may one day be DeSantis' opponent. So it's a good way to hold up what he did not do right as mayor. And of course, he's not doing right as governor. So that's one aspect. Number two is it allows DeSantis to hold up, you know, San Francisco and by way of that, California and liberal policies as an example. We don't want this to happen the rest of the country where it's already gone south in the blue states, especially this big blue one here on the West Coast. So it's a very smart move. But there's just so much there. It's such a target-rich environment for anybody that wants to run against, you know, policies that have become identified with California. And again, certainly it's great ammunition for DeSantis if he's going to go off against Gavin Newsom. And, you know, Biden was just here this past week trying to get money from supporters. He has a lot of big money people in the Bay Area and Silicon Valley. So I think it's another way of striking back at them and maybe some of the people that feed into their bundling and saying, look, it's not working.
Westfield on Market Street. I thought it was a story about Nordstrom's. Then I thought it was a story about Westfield leaving big shopping mall. Now I read in the San Francisco Chronicle that Westfield has been a nightmare for some time. Crime, drugs, vagrancy, wandering through the mall. No place to go shopping whatsoever. Was this well known, Jeff, or is this all a revelation to San Francisco that Westfield is in bad repair and they're abandoning what they can't save?
It's well known in San Francisco. It's been an ongoing thing throughout the city, whether you come there for work every day as a commuter or whether you live there or a visit, even with the conventions. We've seen a big drop off in conventions and tourism because this is not just happening in one space. It's not just in the Tenderloin area, which is, you know, traditionally a tough area. It's not just them going after tourists. It's widespread. The car burglaries are up. The places like Westfield, where there are people with money, where there are goods to be stolen. That's, again, using the term target rich environment. The thieves and the predators, they go to where the prey is. And Westfield, you know, where the mall was a place where people congregated, where they could prey on people, and they did. And so people have been giving that up. Businesses are pulling out. But this is something you're seeing throughout the city. People have just put their hands up and said enough's enough.
The police officers in the BART system want 20% raises, and they will ride the trains. Now, Jeff, several weeks ago, you sent me a photograph of a man with his sleeping bag slung between straps in the BART system and just snoozing. And it suggested to me that the BART system is now abandoned by commuters. Is that correct? The police want more money just to ride the train.
It has been abandoned in part because of, remote work that happened around the pandemic and lockdown. But a big part of that is because people are fed up with the crime, the filth that's on the trains, that's been on the trains, that, you know, just the interactions they have with people. As somebody who used to use BART for one of the reasons to get to the radio studio so we could talk, I saw open drug use. I saw, you know, people engaged in assault. I saw very aggressive panhandling. I saw fights. My son one time saw a rolling, fight. It looked like something out of the Wild West through all the cars. It just went on and on for probably a half hour and did get stopped. And you hear those stories. You see those things if you ride BART. So it's no surprise that people don't want to be on those trains. It's not getting better.
To San Diego. San Diego has an emergency because of billions of gallons of sewage flowing from Tijuana to San Diego beaches. That's bad enough. But San Diego, you've flagged, is also now, seeing a larger homeless population or rediscovered by the homeless population? You mentioned Oceanside. Where is that?
Oceanside is in the north part of the county, so not far from Orange County. There's a large military base reservation there, Camp Pendleton, that is kind of between the two counties there. And Oceanside is the first real city you hit. And it's very nice. It's a seaside town. For years, it's been a favorite of tourists, summer visitors. But in the past few years, it's had some problems because it was a place where there wasn't much done to deal with the homeless. And so they've been trying to put in a new shelter there, some new housing. And the prices just keep going up and up. This is, again, part of that homeless industrial complex where, you know, the money that is supposed to be going to take care of these people who are down on their luck or having other problems seems to go into the pockets of developers and politicians.
Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe, Jeff, is paradise, right? It's a beautiful place. We worried about the level of the lake, but now there's this report that they might have to close the state parks. Why?
Well, part of the problem with wanting to close the state parks is about money. There's a lot of jockeying right now for money and on both sides of the California-Nevada border. But, you know, some of the biggest problems right now with Tahoe, as one publication pointed out, is they have a people problem there. They have too many people. It used to always be a crush there when we had the summer crowds come in, and certainly during the skiing season when you had the ski crowds come in. But we had a lot of people move to that area during the pandemic, trying to get away from the Bay Area. A lot of people trying to get away from the Bay Area to get away from the crime and homelessness. And it's just they're stretched too far is what the problem is. So they don't have enough money to cover all the infrastructure needs or all the staffing and resourcing needs there. And they're trying to come up with all kinds of plans. But, you know, some of the problems are, you know, the economy, the labor pool, the money resources, but of course, you know, there are just too many people right now.
You sent me a video of a baby sea lion riding a surfboard. It was charming. And you talked earlier to me about in your big kahuna days, how the dolphins come in sometimes with surfers. Why was this baby by itself?
Well, this baby is a baby seal. The reason this baby seal was on the surfboard, and this is at Pacific Beach in San Diego. He's been making an appearance showing up on people's boards for the past week or so, is they think it's quite possible that due to the current toxic bloom around the coast, southern coast here, California, that perhaps its mother died. It's a very young pup. You know, anything could have happened to it, but we have a problem right now with thousands of marine mammals, dolphins and seals, sea lions, being hit by this. It affects their brain, and unfortunately, it's oftentimes fatal. So there are going to be a lot of pups out there that, if they don't succumb to it, are going to be on their own.
Jeff Bliss reporting on San Francisco, San Diego, Lake Tahoe, and one baby sea lion who wants to ride with the big kahunas. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.